Tory Jackson.
Tori, was it surprising in the fact that Luke didn't sound like the shoulder was very serious the other day and now he's on the IL?
Yeah, you know, it just goes to show you that that when somebody steps off the mound, their adrenaline is pumping. You know, he was able to give us that feedback. And then I think when everything settled in the coming days, you know, I feel like he would probably been able to give us a more clear snapshot. But imaging doesn't lie. And we're just thankful that he spoke up the way he did. And like I said, he was in compete mode. So I'm sure that adrenaline didn't wear off until the coming days. And we're, you know, obviously hurting for Luke, the fact that, you know, being put on the disabled list and missing some time, and he's been fighting to stay healthy after the injury a couple of years ago. He was throwing the ball extremely well, but it was time for him to mend. And you know, somebody's getting an opportunity to step in his place and go out and do their job, and we're anxious to see who that is and see what those opportunities look like.
Do you know a timeline for Luke at all? Is it just a matter of evaluating him in a week or two?
Yeah. He got the imaging. I know that he's getting second opinions, and that's what we do. We want to just make sure that the diagnosis is thorough, and then we'll get a point of care plan together after that. So we're still gathering information, and that's probably the smartest play right now in this situation.
How excited are you to see Corbin Martin go out there tonight and make his debut as a Diamondback?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super excited. We're all very eager to see his progression. You know, I know he was part of a big trade here for this organization, and he's been progressing through our system and initially getting over an arm injury. And I know there was a setback with the side at a point in time earlier. And I think he's been doing a good job in a couple of outings in Reno and showing us the consistency that we've been talking about and wanting to see from him. But stuff speaks for itself, and we're real excited that he's here and want to give him an opportunity to go out and perform and be at his competitive best tonight.
Greg Philly.
Tori, do you have an update on Madison this afternoon yet?
Yeah. He feels good. That's the most important thing. There's, you know, some mild tightness, but the function is good. And, you know, he's a very tough man. And this was the best news we could hope for. You know, it was a spasm. I think that's what it was categorized as. And we all know that when your muscle spasms, there's a little bit of soreness the following day, but we feel like he's in a good spot right now.
He felt like, he said last night, he felt like he could have played the rest of the game. How tough was it to make that call and just say, you know, you need to go rest?
Yeah. Those are always tough calls for me, because I believe in the athlete, and I believe in the athlete's ability to go out there and perform. And I want to give him that opportunity. But, you know, I have to be the parent in the room and make those tough decisions. And the bottom line was this. You know, we classified it two different ways. Can he hit? What's it going to do if he hits? That the medical team's discussion with me. And then we had a few more minutes to decide once he was batting what it would look like if he were to go back out on the mound. So it was quickly determined that, you know, hitting off of that front side, was not going to cause any more harm. I knew by the time he was halfway into his at bat that he was coming out of the game. So we would have had a pinch runner for him. And then, you know, the decision was made. The next points, parts of the conversation were, you know, maybe he changes delivery. Maybe he gets on his front side a little bit more, gets off of his backside a little bit more and changes an arm angle. And now his shoulder or his elbow are a little bit banged up. And I didn't want that to happen. And once I got that type of information, it was a no brainer for me. And then it's about getting to Bum and telling him, hey, this is my decision. This is where we're going. And he's very accepting of that. And I, you know, I appreciate that. He wants to compete, but I think he knew that a lot of care and a lot of thought thought went into this decision. And it wasn't just a hasty, quick, reactive moment. And we decided to get him off, or I decided to get him off his feet at that point. It was my decision. And you're right. He wanted to go back out there, but I just told him that was enough.
Zach Buchanan. Corey, after two nights ago when he came out of the game afterward, Luke sounded pretty confident that what was that? Whatever was going on with his shoulder wasn't going to be that big of a deal. Are you guys surprised that the scan showed it being a little more serious than that, that he'd had to go on the injured list?
No, I'm not surprised because, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the athletes coming out, stepping off of that mound and, you know, the highest in, of the perform at the highest of intensity. And then, you know, trying to give a accurate evaluation as to how you feel and what some of the bumps and bruises feel like at that very moment. They change rapidly. And I think the following day when things were changing, I think he was able to give us a little bit more input. You know, but at that point, that input was just a feeling. And we wanted to get that imaging and get that area and get that right shoulder examined. So I'm not surprised by what he said, because that's just the competitor in Luke. He likes to get after it and he was full throttle. But I think once we slowed the game down and slowed the process down, I should say a little bit, we were able to identify that something was happening in there and it was time to step back and rest.
Steve Gilbert.
Torrey, where do you guys kind of stand with your rotation and pitching decisions right now? Are you still day to day, or you have something for the next couple of days? Where are you at?
Yeah, I wish it was that easy that we could lay it down for the next 5 days, but it's very fluid. There's a lot of conversation built around different names on different days, so it takes on a little bit of a different characteristic when we're on the road, because it'll be just myself and the GM and typically the pitching coaches. So it's filled in with some people that are on the phone, and we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about what that looks like. And, you know, what happens tonight will impact what happens tomorrow. So we got to get through tonight. And I know I've said that for 4 or 5 days. It's getting kind of old and boring to you guys, but it's true. We don't know what's going to happen in the coming days. We got to get through today.
Greg Fooley.
Torrey, have you ever been through a season like this with so many starters going down with injuries? And I'm sure you had to feel that last night when the trainers came over and said, "Hey, Mad Bum's got a spasm." I mean, you're like, "What's next?"
Yeah, I have never been through anything like this in my career as a player, as a coach, or as the manager of any baseball team, and it's extremely frustrating. I have the same human emotion as everybody else. And to be honest with you, I stepped away for a minute, down behind the dugout after I got the news on Bum. And, you know, I had a moment to myself to express a little bit of my frustration. So it's around us. We know that. And we've got to deal with it. It's how we deal with that adversity that I'm most curious about and what I'm paying attention to most. There's an opportunity for others to step up. And I've been saying it every single day now for the past 7 to 10 days, but it can't be more true. New players, new opportunities are showing up every single day right in front of us. And wherever those opportunities land, I want to see who's going to take advantage of it. And we're going to be a better team for it. We're getting some really live hot reps with some young players that are looking down a gun barrel that they probably didn't think they'd be looking down right now. But when it's all said and done, we're going to be a pretty good baseball team when we get some of these healthy bodies back.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, tomorrow would be 5 full days of rest for Merrill if he were to take his turn. Yet it's still TBA. So can we rule out an injury concern with Merrill as one of your many considerations? I'm sure there are a ton.
Yes, you guys can rule out any injury considerations for Merrill.
Okay, I had one more question. What would you most like to tell fans looking forward to tonight's game about Corbin Martin? What should they know about him, if you want to relay that?
A pitcher that is continuing to get better every single day. He is a pitcher with very good stuff, and is showing more and more consistency and repeatability with his pitches and his delivery. And we are super excited about his arrival here this year. It isn't his first time at the big league level, but he's been grinding through some injuries, and this is a very proud moment for him and this entire organization. And we're all very anxious to see what it looks like tonight.
Cameron Cox.
Hey, Torrey, Madison kind of touched on this last night that injuries are happening league-wide. Have you started calling around to your other friends in baseball, other managers, and kind of put your heads together and figure out what the deal is in baseball right now?
I have not. But before I went to bed last night, I was thinking about Colin Tok and asking him what the National Hockey League went through when they missed an entire season, and what that healthy return, that new season after the year-long layoff, what that looked like, and if they figured anything out from that. So we have nothing to compare it to, but I do know the National Hockey League had something very similar. So we're going to try and figure it out. We don't sit still here. And I'll probably start with Tok, getting a hold of him. And then maybe reaching out to some other managers that I know and trust to get some of their thoughts as well.
Thanks, Torrey.
Torrey, when earlier this year, I guess in April, when you guys were still dealing with a bunch of absences, you guys were able to kind of stay afloat and win a lot of games, but it's kind of gone the other direction since, and the injuries, there's only more of them than there were before. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a manager, just prevent kind of the room from getting down every time another guy has to leave with an injury and you're on the wrong end of the scoreboard? And how do you stop it from snowballing?
That's a good question. There's no guarantee. The only guarantee that I can give you is tonight our team is going to get after it, and we're going to do the best that we possibly can. I've been talking about getting in the middle of the ring with both hands up and fight your best fight. And we've been doing that. I've been proud of our guys. There has been no emotional letdown. At times we're getting beat fundamentally, and we're going to tighten that up as best that we know how, and not make, the fundamental mistakes that are costing us extra pitches, extra at-bats, or extra runs. And if we can eliminate that, we're going to stay in some baseball games. I've been relying on the veterans. I've been in constant contact with the veterans to make sure that we keep this thing afloat. These are very turbulent waters, and I've been answering these questions now for several days, and they keep getting more and more turbulent, but eventually they're going to calm. And it's up to me to keep this big rig on its course. And that's my intention. That's my promise to this organization. That's my promise to these players. And then it's up to them to keep paddling as hard as they possibly can. So they will. They promised me that. They've been showing me they've been doing that over the past 12 to 14 games since we've been walking through all these injuries. And that gives me hope that the worm will turn eventually, and we're going to come out the other side of this. And when we do, we're going to be a real good baseball team. We're a good baseball team right now. We're missing some of our players, and we know that. When they get back here, we're going to be real good.
All right, everybody.
Thanks, Torrey.
Yes.
Thank you.